The psychodynamic approach. The psychodynamic approach is based off of the three assumptions of the tripartite personality, the unconscious mind, and childhood experiences. The tripartite personality. The id is innate and it demands immediate satisfaction and doesn't care about reality. Freud described babies as bundles of id. It operates on the pleasure principle and is the instinctive aspect of the personality. Next, there's the ego, which develops between the ages of 1 and 2. It can make conscious and rational decisions that reflect the demands of the id, superego, and environment. It operates on the reality principle. It is the logical aspect of the personality. Lastly, there's the superego, which develops around the age of 5. It develops due to the moral and ethical restraints that are placed on us by our parents and caregivers. It dictates our belief of right and wrong. It's the moral aspect of the personality. Freud said, for a healthy personality, there must be a balance between the id, ego, and superego. The ego must be the strongest. A strong id equals reckless, impulsive, selfish behavior. However, a strong superego equals selfless and altruistic behavior. Ego defense mechanisms. The ego has a difficult time satisfying both the id and superego, but it does have help. It employs ego defense mechanisms to reduce the anxiety created by the conflict between the id and the superego. Defense mechanisms typically protect the conscious self from stressful, anxiety-provoking, or embarrassing memories, desires, and thoughts. Denial. A person denies thoughts, feelings, wishes, or the needs that cause anxiety. Repression. To suppress or control traumatic thoughts or feelings that cause anxiety. Reaction formation. Unacceptable feelings or impulses are controlled by establishing behavior patterns, which are directly opposed to them. Rationalization. To conceal true motivations for one's actions, thoughts or feelings. Things which are confusing and obscure are made rational. Sublimation. Primitive impulses are redirected and refined into new, learned, non-instinctive behaviors. These new behaviors are acceptable, whereas primitive impulses are not. Projection. The process which one's own traits, emotions are ascribed to another. Displacement. The transference of affect or wishes, desires from the original object or person to another object or person. The unconscious mind. Freud's theory of mind suggested that the mind is split into three segments: the conscious, preconscious, and unconscious. He saw this as like an iceberg, where the unconscious level is the largest undiscovered bit of the mind. The conscious holds our thoughts and perceptions. The preconscious holds our memories and stored knowledge. The preconscious is also the gateway to the subconscious mind. And then the unconscious mind, which holds our fears, unacceptable sexual desires, violent motives, irrational wishes, and immoral urges. The unconscious mind seeks pleasure and urges away from displeasure. Freud was most interested in the unconscious mind. It is not logical, as a lot of id is stored there. Emotions, motivations, and behaviors are constantly affected by the unconscious mind. This is where dream analysis comes in. As Freud said, dreams are the royal road to our understanding of the unconscious mind. Childhood experiences. Freud believed that the quality of parent-child relationships affected how well children progress through the psychosexual stages. The relationship we have with our parents also affects other relationships we develop. Different attachment styles may affect our perceptions and behavior in later and adult relationships. The psychosexual stages. The oral stage is between 0 and 18 months, and it focuses on the mouth. Important aspects of this is breastfeeding. Then there's the anal stage, which focuses on the anus and is between the ages of 18 months and 3 years. Next, there's the phallic stage, which is between the ages of 3 and 6 and focuses on the genitals. From ages 6 to puberty, there's the latent stage where there is no interest or libido. Then from puberty onwards, there's the genital stage, which fixates on the genitals. Fixation in the oral stage can lead to pessimism, envy, and sarcasm. However, overindulgence leads to optimism, being gullible, and needy. In the anal stage, fixation can lead to stubborn, possessive, and overly tidy behavior, while overindulgence can lead to messy, disorganized, and reckless behavior. Then in the phallic stage, overindulgence can cause self-assured, vain, and difficulties with the sexuality or later relationships. Oral and corporative equals cheerfulness, unrealistic optimism, self-centeredness, sociability, and relaxation. Oral aggressive, cynicism, sarcasm, contempt for hostilities to others, pessimism, independence, and impatience. Anal expulsive, performing for others, generosity, often extreme, and in extreme cases, obsessive compulsive disorder. Anal retentive, being mean and miserly with money or possessions. Hoarding behavior or collecting, obstinacy and rigidity, being overly concerned with cleanliness and tidiness. The phallic stage, exhibitionism, exploitation of others, extreme self-centeredness, narcissism, extreme ambition, and homosexuality. Latency, never feeling comfortable with members of the opposite sex and therefore avoidance of heterosexual relationships. Emotional detachment from or aggressive in sexual activity. Dream analysis. The main components of dream analysis. Dreams are a way of wish fulfillment. Freud believed that all dreams were the unconscious fulfillment of wishes that could not be satisfied in the conscious mind. Dreams therefore protect the sleeper, but also allow some expression to these buried urges. There is a massive symbolic nature of dreams. The real meaning of a dream, the latent context, is transformed into a more innocuous form, the manifest contact, the content that you actually experience, that may be meaningless to anybody but a psychoanalyst trained to interpret these symbols. For example, a penis may be represented by a snake or a gun, and a vagina by a tunnel or a cave. Dreamwork. The latent content of a dream is transformed into the manifest content through the process of dream work. Condensation, displacement, representation, symbolism, and secondary elaboration. Chicken dippers are seriously sexy. The role of the therapist. The role of the therapist is to reverse the dream work process, to decode the manifest content back to the latent content. They should not offer one interpretation of the dream, but suggest various interpretations based on the patient's feedback and knowledge of their life experiences, allowing the patient to select what makes sense. Evaluation of dream analysis. SOMS 2000 used PET scans to highlight the regions of the brain that are active during sleeping and dreaming. The results showed that the rational part of the brain is indeed inactive during rapid eye movement, REM sleep, whereas the centers concerned with memory and motivations are very active. In Freud's language, the ego becomes suspended while the id is given free rein. Another source of support comes from earlier research by Hopfield in 1983 on neural networks. Computer simulations were created that aimed to mimic the actions of the brain. Such computer simulations showed that neural networks deal with an overloaded memory by conflating or condensing memories. This supports Freud's notion of condensation when unacceptable desires are censored and dealt with by recombining fragments until they emerge in a new form. Evaluation of the psychodynamic approach. Strengths. Nature and nurture. One strength of the psychodynamic approach is that it takes into account the both sides of nature and nurture debate. Therefore, it is interactionist. Freud claimed that adult personality is the product of innate drives, nature, and childhood experiences, nurture. For Freud, the id is instinctual and the biological aspect of our personality. The id is driven by eros, the life drive, the drive to preserve and create life, and thanatos, the death drive, which motivates the antisocial acts such as aggression. Usefulness. The psychodynamic approach has proved to be useful in several ways. It highlights the fact that childhood is a critical period in development. Who we are and become is greatly influenced by our childhood experiences. Ideas put forward by Freud have greatly influenced the therapies used to treat mental disorders. Freud was the first to recognize that psychological factors could be used to explain physical symptoms such as paralysis. Psychoanalysis, the general term for therapy developed from this approach, has been widely used to help people overcome psychological problems. Generally, the usefulness of the approach is to understand mental health problems. Another strength is that the psychodynamic approach reflects the complexity of human behavior. One of the most common criticisms of other approaches in this book is the explanations of behavior are reductionist. In contrast, Freud's explanations reflect the complexity of human behavior and experience. Therefore, the psychodynamic approach can be seen as holistic. A weakness of the psychodynamic approach is that it ignores free will and is determinism. Freud saw infant behavior as determined by innate forces, the libido, and adult behavior as determined by childhood experiences. It therefore follows that we have no free will and in who we become or how we behave. That is determinist. Also, Freud's theories are difficult to falsify, which means prove wrong. Many of Freud's predictions are notoriously slippery. For example, his view that all men have repressed homosexual tendencies cannot be disproved. If you do find men who have no repressed homosexual tendencies, then it could be argued that they have them. It's just that they are so repressed that they are not apparent. In other words, the prediction cannot be falsified.